Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Puh, ja, da mussten erstmal ein paar Tränen getrocknet werden. Es war sehr emotional. Ich hatte Marlon Rodett bei mir zu Gast. Nach 5 Jahren ist er wieder zurück mit eigener Musik, mit seinem neuen Song No Water. Ist eine richtig, richtig schöne Ballade. Leute, hört es euch an. Es geht einfach right in the feels, was soll ich sagen. Alles über seinen Song, über seine Auszeit und was er jetzt noch vorhat, das bequatschen wir in dieser Star-Talk-Folge. Ich freue mich, wenn ihr dranbleibt. Ladies and Gentlemen, yes. I'm here with the one and only Marlon Rodett.
Let's go. Wie geht's?
Very good. How's your German?
Ein bisschen Deutsch jetzt.
Nicht schlecht.
Weil mein Sohn halb Schweizer ist.
Ja.
Aber das ist Schweizerdeutsch.
Ist ein bisschen anders.
Ja, it's schwierig.
It's different.
Yeah, very different.
Yeah, you live in Switzerland, right?
Yeah, I live in Switzerland now. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful place. A little bit quiet.
Yeah.
But it's great to be back in Berlin. Did you miss me?
I missed you. Yeah, for sure.
It's been a while.
I mean, I never met you, but I missed you.
It's been a while.
Literally just landed here in Berlin, like an hour ago, 1.5 hours.
Exactly. Got changed in the car.
Yeah.
Part of releasing new music, the excitement, the schedule, the flights, you know, everybody flying in from different places. I really missed it. And I think maybe I underestimated how much I missed it, you know.
Crazy, yeah. Where did you just come from? Did you come from Switzerland?
Yeah, so my ex lives in Switzerland with our two boys.
Yeah.
They're growing up in a beautiful Swiss-German village.
Nice.
So I go there every few weeks. I have an apartment there and I spend time with my two biggest critics.
Mm-hmm. Why though?
they always listening to the music, and I think I probably played them about 20 or 30 songs before they heard this one that we're going to play today, No Water, and finally they said, yeah, Dad, I think you should release this one.
That's it.
Yeah.
Nice. I love it. Yesterday, I told my boyfriend that I have an interview today with you, and he was super excited. He was like, I listened to his music every day when I was younger. And
he has great taste.
Yeah, he has. And I think many people still compare you to Matafix and your like most famous song, I guess, Big City Life.
Yeah.
How is that for you? Is it like... Is it cool for you or is it a bit like annoying?
I love it.
Yeah?
I love it. You know, that was a song that changed my life. You know, we went from taking the night bus from the studio to being number one in 9 countries around the world. And the travel started. I learned so much. You know, traveling is the greatest teacher for me. You know, seeing different cultures. I got so much inspiration. I still perform that song every night.
Mm-hmm.
It went top 10 in the UK again last year with a remix, with
a
dance, drum and bass remix. So it's a song that just keeps on living and takes on a life of its own. And also, it has a deep political message. You know, it's about loneliness in the city.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, we were very disillusioned by what was going on in the UK, much the same as today. So yeah, it's a song with a deeper meaning as well.
Yeah, I think most of the Berlin people can understand or relate what you mean, because like you're never alone, but you're very alone.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yes, definitely. And I think that's one of the reasons, you know, I've had 3 number ones now in Germany, which is incredible. And I think because you know, you guys do like a deep, meaningful pop song.
Mm-hmm.
You like a catchy chorus, but also with an undercurrent of you know, not depression, but thoughtfulness, let me put it that way. And so that's where, you know, I think, you know, I've had so much success here.
Yeah. I mean, you've been very, very successful with your own songs as well.
Yeah.
With your solo career. Why have you decided back then to like take a break and be more like in the background?
Well, first of all, there was a lot going on in my personal life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the mother of my children, my ex, she got breast cancer in 2019.
Oh, shit.
And, you know, thankfully she's fully healthy now, but we had a big chemotherapy battle throughout. So 2019 was, you know, we were up against that. And then we came out of that and we were into the lockdown, you know. So I found it very difficult to make music without people all around. I'm a very sociable music maker.
Mm-hmm.
And my own voice went out for some reason. The fire went out, and it was sometimes it was difficult, but other times I sort of had this feeling that it would come back at some time. And then I also started having hits as a writer, you know, most of all with my little sister Mabel, who became a huge pop star in the UK, and we had a bunch of top 10s in the UK together. So I was like, okay, Mabel, you can go and do all the promo now. Mm-hmm. I'll stay behind the scenes, but I started to miss it.
Yeah. But how was it like working with your sister? Is it different?
It's great. It's great. I mean, we've always worked together. We did her first top 10 record. We did together. And I think that was only maybe the second song that we wrote together, you know? So we have this energy in the studio. We sort of finish each other's sentences. She's always making fun of the clothes that I'm wearing and the music I'm listening to. But it works. And it's one of, she's one of my favorite people to work with.
Nice. So you have a very close relationship. I mean, I have a lot of friends. I don't have siblings at all. And I have many friends and they are super like... It could be like they are super close with each other or they hate each other. It's more that or that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So you're lucky enough to...
Very close. With all four, I've got four sisters, right?
Four.
So yeah, I'm the only boy. So, you know, it's nice that I've got sons now and they're brothers, you know, so it's nice to see that interaction. But yeah, I was really spoiled by my sisters, so I'm lucky.
Uh-huh. So what do you prefer? You said you're very happy to come back as a singer, but what do you prefer? Working in the background or being like in the spot?
I think one of the things I loved about being in a band, being in Matterfix, was that you could kind of have both. You could kind of be a little bit hidden, but then step out on stage at the right time. And it was very cool. And that's one of the reasons I was heartbroken when we split up. I always stay in the background. One of my managers is here today, and I think getting me back on social media has been one of her biggest challenges to start telling my story. I just naturally sort of in the moment a little bit and take the surroundings in around me and, you know, like to fly on economy and listen to people's stories. And I find that's where I get the most ideas for my lyrics is from the ground. I grew up in the Caribbean, half my childhood in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And that's a place where, you know, they don't let you get to, you know, high up into the clouds. It's a very grounding place, thankfully. So, you know, going there and reconnecting with my friends is really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, talking about social media, when I prepare my interviews, I always stalk like my guests on social media. And I saw like you didn't post anything for like a year or something. Yeah. Why that? It's not your thing at all?
I took a huge break from social media. Mm-hmm. There were various reasons. You know, I think... I find it hard to be original when I'm looking at what everybody else is doing every day. Mm-hmm. And I felt like creatively I needed to get into a space where I was thinking differently and doing something against the grain. And this song, No Water, I think is a product of that. It doesn't sound like anything else that you guys are going to play on your playlist, I'm sure. It's very raw, it's very live, it's very exposed. And I think, maybe getting my head out of the crowd was what I needed, but I'm back now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm sharing everything, so I'm sorry about that as well.
So talking about your new song, I was lucky enough that I can listen to
you got a preview.
I got a preview, and like immediately when you started singing after that piano intro, tears came into my eyes.
Oh wow.
Really immediately. And I really had to force myself not to cry in the office.
Yeah. Let it out.
It's a super emotional song and I really felt it deep down in my heart. So can you tell me what's the background? What's the story of the song?
So first of all, for me, it's really important that everybody, including you, bring your own interpretation to the song. I've always felt that because I have a platform and a little bit of talent, I have a responsibility to tell not just my story, but the stories of others. There's no other art form that does that the way that music does it, you know? And, you know, this song is about maybe not one event or one person. It's about a series of things. Mm-hmm. It's also probably a little bit about depression as well, which I struggled with over the lockdown, as I know millions of people worldwide had the same issue. So each line, each sentence, each image has been written down somewhere along that journey for me. It's a song that was written over, you know, maybe 3 or 4 years.
Wow, okay.
But it all came together in one day, you know, with my friend Jonathan Cornby, who I write with a lot in London. And yeah, so it's really difficult for me to say, okay, it's about this one thing. It's really about all of us. And it's about... And I get emotional talking about it as well. Mm-hmm. It's about what we've all been through, you know, and I think that it's probably the song that gets me more emotional than any other one I've written. And it was also the song that once we started recording it, it happened so quickly. Even the production was the easiest, smoothest, freest process. So I'm really interested to see how people connect with it.
Yeah. So maybe just a bit about what I see in the song. Like I've been through kind of the same what you've been through. My mom had breast cancer and she died. And I listened to the song. No, it's okay.
Yeah.
And I listened to the song and I thought about my mom while I listened to it. So I think that's what you want to sorry, I get emotional when I talk about
too.
It.
You got me.
Yeah, but I think it's super important that people like you speak out and like show what maybe me or some other people can't show in this moment, but we can feel the same, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And that's exactly why I wrote this song, you know? And, you know, after years of not releasing music, it was actually a friend of mine in St. Vincent who heard the song and he said to me, you know, he shook me and he said, you know, what are you doing? You're telling me about all these other artists you're writing and that's great, but what about your music? What about the story that you have to tell?
Yeah.
And so hearing what you're saying and how you felt about it, that's exactly why I'm doing this, you know, and as I say, at this stage in my career, it's not about the money or the hits. It's about that exact feeling and getting back out there and letting people, you know, see that side for sure.
Yeah. So how do you do that? I mean, I know a lot of stars, they are super like, I don't know, not grounded at all anymore. And you are in this industry like for a really, really long time.
It's 20 years now.
Yeah. How do you do that? Have you like tips for others? Not being a jerk.
Yeah. My mum's voice constantly in my head. You know, there's a funny story. There's a radio station in Germany that I won't name, but after I'd split up with Matterfix and I had a few years where I couldn't get back into the industry, the money had run out. It was a really, really tough time. Mm-hmm. And when we were ready to release New Age, there was one small radio station that playlisted New Age straight away. Mm-hmm. And we were like, oh, well, that's strange. Let's go to that radio station first and visit them and say thanks. And when we got in there, the head of music, she came to introduce herself and she said, you don't remember me, do you? And I said, no. And she said, on your first promo tour with Matterfix years before, she was an intern, you know, so she was just doing work experience. And apparently I was sitting with her and talking to her about what she was studying and what she was doing. And apparently I was the only artist that year that had actually asked her about her life and showed some interest. I had no memory of this, right? Because it was a crazy tour. But that's what my mother instilled in me. It's probably one of the reasons why I've been able to stay in the business this long. I'm nowhere near the most talented musician or singer, you know, out of the group of musicians I started out with, you know, and I'm one of the only ones still going. So there's a feeling of gratitude and thankfulness on a day-to-day basis that I carry with me.
Nice. I love that your mom had such an impact on you.
Yeah, huge. Yeah. Single mum, you know, with two kids in the Caribbean, and her voice is sometimes it's quite loud in my head.
So are you working on new songs?
Yeah, always. Always writing, recording, still working with younger artists and helping them tell their story. But I think, you know, this song now feels like it's going to move and have some momentum, and it's going to allow me to sort of sit down and put all the ideas and thoughts from the last few years into an album.
Nice.
Yes.
Can you say somehow like when it's going
I think
to happen?
I'm not going to rush it. Depends on how much you guys play the song. Hint, hint. You know, I'd love it to be the first half of next year, but let's see. I'm not going to rush it this time. You know, I'm just going to make sure that I keep putting out meaningful quality music.
Yeah. More about quality, not quantity.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, okay, maybe album next year. What are your plans for the future beside that? What are you planning to do?
Yeah, well, you know, just keep, you know, I take quite a bit of time off to spend with my kids. I think it's super important.
How old are they?
They're 10 and 6 now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're listening to music. They're playing guitar and piano. So I'm jamming with my kids in the living room. That's an amazing experience. So, you know, they have a really beautiful life. So I've, you know, managed to, you know, work everything around that. So that's great. Obviously, the Caribbean is still hugely important to me. So I'm going to get back there as much as possible. And then, see where this song takes me. Isn't it exciting? So this song is coming out immediately. Yeah. And we have no idea what the reaction is going to be.
Yeah.
And that reaction is going to determine how the next few months of my life look like, possibly the next couple of years.
Okay.
You know, so it's a really, really exciting time. And again, it's part of the excitement of releasing new music.
Yeah. So you go with the flow more or less, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. I think in the music business, you have to. You can't plan that far ahead.
Yeah. I mean, you just said you are 20 years in the music
industry. Yeah.
Like, how did it change for you in a good or bad way? Can you say that?
I think maybe even more now. I think my first paycheck was probably 22 years ago for music. You know, Berlin always reminds me of a time in about 2004, 2005, where it was kind of the end of physical sales, CDs and vinyl. You know, the first download only songs were starting to go to number one. I think it was Niles Barkley, Crazy. And I've been around for that whole shift, you know, as the music business, you know, was trying to find its feet in this brave new world. And I've seen some negative aspects of it. Some great people have had to leave, but I've also seen some amazing positive aspects, new talent being discovered across the world because it's so much easier now to record a song and release it. So, you know, I feel like I've had a front row seat for what's been an evolution in the music business.
Yeah. So last but not least, we have a promotion going on right now.
Yes.
And it's called the Energy Golden Ticket.
Okay.
So you can win a ticket and go to 5 concerts for one ticket.
Yeah.
Super cool artists, Taylor Swift, Coldplay.
Great.
Yeah, great. And I wanted to ask you, are you like a concert person? Do you like to go to concerts or is it not your thing at all?
You know, I love to. I love to. I think I went to see, I think maybe the last thing I went to see was The Weeknd in LA, which was, an incredible production. I love live music, everything about it, you know, so I don't get to go to as many shows as I used to, but you know, hopefully with tours coming up, you know, I can start to get on more festivals and see some more live bands.
Yeah. Do you have like any stories, like something funny happened to you during a concert, your own concert, or something gone totally wrong?
So I'm trying to think from a German perspective. So do you know Ray Garvey, right?
I know him.
So Ray's a sort of crazy, beautiful Irish mountain of a man, mm-hmm. and in spirit, and he likes to call me up on stage to sing songs that I've never heard before. So one of his favorite things is, you know, if I drop by a Ray Garvey concert, he always pulls me out of the crowd, and I sort of have to learn on stage. But you know, that's his that's his Irish way. He's he's an amazing character.
He's trying to like take you out of your comfort zone.
Exactly, he loves that. Yeah. He loves that, testing you as a musician and as a person.
Nice. Okay, what's the next concert you're going to, or do you play a concert in the next time?
Yeah, I think. Listen, it all depends on how the song is received, you know, because if it goes crazy, then, you know, we're going to be on the road for quite a while. So yeah, I'm just going to, you know, take it as it comes.
Yeah. I mean, you've got me with your song, so
I
really
Let's
like
go.
It. I loved it. And I really hope it goes like as the way you want it to go.
Yes. Thank you so much. Dankeschön. Danke.
Alles Gute.
Ja, super.
Für dich.
Danke für die Unterstützung.
Sehr gerne.
Danke.
Mach's gut.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.